Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Get back in there at once and sell, sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
Well, you know, we also say that if you understand the methodology behind investment logic, you can make money buying, selling, selling short, however you want to do it. And that's why we look at both sides of the equation, not just what you should buy, but when should you get out of a stock. And we do that each week with Charles Roquelon. He is editor of AAII Journal, vice president of the American Association of Individual Investors. It is AAII.com. By the way, he is also the author of Better Good Than Lucky. And if you want to follow him on Twitter to find out all the great things he is doing, it is at Charles Roquelon. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Avalon Bay Communities.
Now, this is a company that I am familiar with because, well, among other things, they're building a community in my community. It's ticker symbol AVB, and these are basically apartment developers, and functionally, they're a real estate investment trust. In all this time with good yields and everything else, not worth looking at?
Well, this is really a valuation call. There was data out earlier this week talking about how rents have continued to increase. This company particularly targets the coast. On the East Coast, it's targeting Boston, New York area, Washington, D.C. On the West Coast, it's out in California, it's in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles. So it's hitting good, big metro areas, areas that where it isn't necessarily easy to build. But I think with any stock or any REIT, for instance, everything's attractive at a price. And there's certainly been money going into the REITs, particularly Avalon Bay, not only because of rising rents, but also because bond yields have been so low and people are looking for investment income. Although the fundamentals for this company are pretty good in terms of growth, when we look at the yield, the current yield is actually above the industry median. It's also above the five-year average for the stock. And so I think this is a case where if you held the stock, you've done well. You may want to think about locking in some profits or at least setting a floor to where you might be willing to get out, because I certainly think this stock's current yield suggests the REIT is now overvalued.
And how far overvalued are we talking? I mean, normally I ask that question a little bit later, but give us, I guess, first the metrics that say overvalued and that also say, you know what, overvalued when you're getting that 3.3% yield. Because we do talk all the time about yield is great, but if you're losing a bunch of money, it's not so good.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you deal with the REITs, you're actually dealing with different metrics. We often talk about price to book, price to earnings. REITs, a lot of times, focus on funds from operations because REITs are required to return most of their profits to shareholders. That's why they get the tax-preferred status as a business entity. They're forecasting this year full-year funds from operations of about $5.05 to $5.25 per share. That implies a ratio of about 25 times or so given the stock's current price. Hard to say exactly what a proper range for that is, but that's a pretty high multiple. But we can look at yield to kind of get around the valuation and give us a measure. The current yield of 3.3% compares to an industry median yield of 3.5%. So since it's below the industry median, that means Avalon Bay is more highly valued. People are paying a higher premium. Its five-year average yield is 4%. So I'm going to go conservative, say it's 10% overvalued, but it's important to realize that its second quarter earnings expectations were actually below estimates. They missed it by a pretty good margin. And we've also seen the consensus estimate for the full year cut. So even though those are earnings numbers and the key metric is funds from operations, there are suggestions here that maybe the REIT isn't growing as strongly as some investors expect. And there's also a suggestion when we look at the yield and when we do look at the multiple of funds from operations that perhaps this REIT itself is getting to be pricey, and then investors in it may want to think about locking in some profits.
They're thinking about it because, of course, if we've got a valuation question, what is the potential downside here?
Well, I think it's at least 10%, but I think it could actually be more. The 10% would drag it back down to around the industry median, but if it starts going more towards that 4% figure, obviously we have farther downside than that. We're looking at a good 20% haircut. And one of the questions is, has most of the growth in rent already occurred, and are we now going to see a slowdown? I'm not an expert in rental properties. There is some suggestion that's occurring. We're also looking at a situation of expectations. If the company continues to grow less than expectations, we could see that being priced into units of the REIT as well, and that would drive down the share price. So I think there's two factors right there. A, obviously the valuation, and B, how does this perform relative to expectations going forward? If there are further disappointments, that could also affect the price, and we could be seeing that price drop closer to 20% than the 10%. But again, I'd rather be a little bit conservative and say 10% drop right now with the possibility of an additional decline.
But it doesn't sound like this is a stock you're completely sour on or thinking that, you know, hey, it'll never come back. It's just right now the valuation is a problem for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a big apartment operator. It's operating in big metro areas, so it definitely has a good business model. But to me, this really is a valuation call where decent company, but not a great stock.
Well, it is Avalon Bay Communities, ticker symbol AVB. And like you heard, in spite of a solid yield, well, there's enough downside potential that Charles Roteblatt believes you should be looking at taking your profits. And of course, if you want to find out all the things that Charles Roteblatt believes, you will follow him on Twitter, where he's at Charles Roteblatt. And you'll also check out the American Association of Individual Investors and AAII Journal, as well as Charles's book, Better Good Than Lucky. Charles, I can't believe we've gotten through another week. Can't wait to do it again next week.
I look forward to it.
There is much more to go on the October the 2nd edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview with Sameer Samana from Wells Fargo Advisors. I promise you'll probably be surprised if you think the federal shutdown may be your next big buying opportunity. This is Money Life.